At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from the Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside. Final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Yeah, let's go.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, here we are. By the time we speak again tomorrow, this time, opening day of Major League Baseball will be in the books.
Oh, yeah.
We have made it. I used to think this was too early, but I'm okay with it now.
Oh, we already had games a week ago. Everybody complained about that. How dare you have an opening day?
Yeah, but that was okay. It was just two games. It was
as we argued then, I bring it back now, is we're going to have opening days for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's fine.
So get over it.
It's fine.
162 opportunities for greatness or failure.
That's canceled opening day.
It got postponed.
Canceled.
That bad.
And so did the Braves and the Phillies, all right? So everybody, bad weather, it happens.
You could play through rain.
You
let's
just
go.
Sure. I know.
Is that what they're calling it, weather?
You're just, listen.
inclement.
Hey, when Ohtani's interpreter told me, hey, take the Mets to cancel opening day, I didn't think that was going to be a winner, but it was.
Good old Ipe.
See what I did there? But yes, look, it started earlier and earlier every year. And I'm at the point where, sorry. But like, you know, look, I know nothing's going to change. So I'm like, okay, I've waited for a long time for baseball. It feels like the right time for it to start. I'm okay that it starts now. It's gone from when just, you know, the late 90s. Now we're like starting 2.5 weeks earlier than we normally. Oh, it's okay. It's all good. We gone from like you and I were kids, like, hey, middle of April to first week of April to April 1st to now, hey, now we're into March. And now we're like still not like March 30th. We're in like March 20th. So we're opening up March 27th, March 26th. We had games in Korea last week. Oh, March 21st, 22nd. So yeah, okay. I'm all right with it. I'm okay.
Yeah,
I'll embrace it now.
Attended many a game in early April wearing thick coats, not quite Gore-Tex like Costanza, but thick coats. And not certainly a couple of spring breaks where it's rainy and maybe you get a little bit of snow as you're sitting down to watch the Cubs or White Sox. But it's all good because you know what? April brings day baseball, a lot of day baseball for us to enjoy here on the West Coast.
Snow flurries here in Colorado. Boy, you don't see that every day. Well, we're gonna wait here. Have the snow flurries. Are gonna postpone this game between the Rockies and the Marlins. Okay.
That's okay. You know what? That's part of the joy of those towns and the weather that flows with it. I'm all good. Again, they already took my money for the subscription, so let's get it started so I can actually use it.
I got to watch games. I got to watch them now. I got to go.
Hey, man, I'm starting with White Sox Tigers, okay? So yeah. You shut up.
Yeah, hey, I start with the Brewers, man. Come on, this is a blood series. This is like they want revenge for us stealing the guy that used to run the baseball operations.
How about that?
It's the David Stearns revenge series.
Stearnsy. Hey, Stearnsy now has the corner where they got $3 beers. So, you know, even if he wasn't able to get all of those free agents that you were looking for,
sure,
he brought you cheap suds to roll through the season with.
Light beer.
That was the Artie Moreno strategy, you know, 20 years ago. Hey, we're going to lower beer. Hey, that's great. We're lowering beer prices. Boy, this team has stunk since 2002.
Well, now he's just hoping nobody remembers his name with everything going on with Ohtani. Hey, he's not ours anymore. We got no answers for you.
But with this being the eve of opening day, you know, look, Mike and I could sit here and say, all right, here's our World Series picks. But look, it's boring to say the Dodgers, the Braves, the Astros, the Rangers, the Orioles. Like, everybody loves the Orioles now. Like, I like the Orioles, but everybody loves the Orioles. Like,
I was on them for a couple of years, and now they've arrived.
Like, yeah. Even John Paul Morosi likes the Orioles, and he picks the Mariners to win every year. He finally went away from the Mariners. He picked the Orioles on the show last night. I was like, I like the Orioles, too. What's going on?
Well, now you got the Mariners at 20-1. Let's go.
Sure, yeah. Now the odds finally worked out for me.
There you go. Julio Rodriguez, MVP.
I'm going to wind up being a year early on the Mariners and J-Rod Arda. I'm going to wind up being a year early. Oh, boy. But
want to buy some J-Rod rookie cards?
So instead, let's talk futures. Mike and I are going to give you each, from each league, dark horse teams that could raise the trophy at the end. These are teams with great futures. All you're talking about odds anywhere from 20, 30, 40, 50-1. All right? We'll start in the American League. I'll give you my American League team, futures team that I like. Give me the Twins.
Look at you.
Now, the Twins, you would say, okay, well, they made the playoffs last year, but yeah, they're not nearly the heavyweights that we saw maneuver their way through the playoffs last year. But here's the thing. The division is terrible, right? When I see every expert saying, watch out for the Royals, really, watch out. They're going to go from 53 wins to 104 wins. Bobby Witt Jr. is that good, right? He's, oh, watch out, watch out. Here come the Tigers. Oh, Torkelson, just wait. Oh, okay, yes, great. Yes, he's going to go from 75 wins to 95 wins. Like, they're propping up these teams in the Central. And, okay, I like them to be better, but this is a division that the Twins won last year. And their best players didn't have big years. Like, you think, okay, no, they did not. Especially, look, Carlos Correa was, for most of the season, it was, man, I'm glad the Mets didn't wind up getting on the hook for him for $300 million. He's been terrible. Giants the same way. But their top players last year, none of them really played well, and they were still able to win the division and break the big drought of, what was it, 18 years without a playoff win. They were just okay. These guys are going to play better. Pablo Lopez is terrific. He's a Cy Young candidate. You know, they can add starting pitching. They're a little dinged up right now, but this is an easy division. And when you talk about a team that can get hot at the end, because that's what we've seen the last few years in Major League Baseball, is just getting in is okay. Just getting in is not a, well, it's a huge disadvantage because the teams that won the division can have the extra point. No, no. You just got to get in, and then you're hot. Look out. You can get hot and win the World Series. And this is a team with a path of least resistance, can get in, and can give all those big teams problems. Yeah, give me the Twins and their futures.
Yeah, in the American League, I'm looking at two teams. I mean, you already mentioned the Tigers, so they were the third team. They're interesting, just the youth in throughout the lineup, right? From Torkelson, who had a pretty big year, would expect the batting average starts to find its and hold its water a bit more. But a run producer, Riley Green, stepped up. And now it's just, all right, does that starting rotation roll up? The Blue Jays are intriguing, right? You had the veteran bat.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
when you look at Justin Turner, and we look at that division, and that's why I've got two teams from that division. It's, all right, let's battle it out, because the Yankees are everybody's favorite, and I'm hearing them a lot and seeing that logo showing up as World Series favorites. And I say, all right, well, maybe they're just – taking a cue saying, well, the Lakers have been able to keep these guys healthy and keep rolling. That'll transfer to the to another powerhouse logo and dynastic, you know, legacy kind of team. I believe it when I see it when it comes to Judge and Stanton and the pitching staff staying healthy, which is why I start looking at the Blue Jays sitting there at 20-1, Vladdy Jr. and the band of Merrymen, and you bring in the veteran and Justin Turner, who can still wrap out hits and drive in runs, right? But the Rays, 35-1 at a number of books right now. Lowest I see is 22-1, but they're a team that just wins, right? Wander Franco is not going to be around. Still a lot of controversy and unknowns of what's going on in his situation, but you always replace with young bats. The farm system always fantastic. You know, quietly won another 99 games last year. And with the Red Sox, where they're at and trying to rebuild their squad, everybody's already on the Orioles, which means it's usually a little overweighted.
Well, and that's right? The thing is that division is murder. You totally talk about the Western Conference being murder for the playoffs. That division, every team is good. Right, like even there's even a lot of people who think the Red Sox are going to be really good this year, and they should be better. I mean, I don't know that they're going to be worst to first, but you know every team in that division has hopes that they're pretty good. In any other division, they would be a favorite to make it out. That division's going to be murder this year.
Yeah, when we look at win totals for the year and roll it up right now, when we look at the Boston Red Sox. You know, we're trying to get back to 500, right? I mean, this isn't like kind of like your Mets. I would beg for a 500 season from the White Sox, you know, 62 and a half, buddy.
Now to the National League. Again, I go to the potential of, hey, this division should be pretty easy. Give me the Reds. All right, they're like 50-1 in a lot of places. I know the Cubs are the consensus favorites, but it's not like the Cubs are unbeatable. This is the best Reds team in years, and they have a lot of young stars. You know how I feel about Ellie De La Cruz. This is a team that can easily take hold of this division and win. They're young. They're like a mini Atlanta Braves. Like all the young players are coming through. They're coming through at the right time. Hunter Green. This is a team that can really grab the division the beginning of the season and not let it go. They were a different team after the first month last year, right? De La Cruz comes up and look at what they do. But this division is not great again. If the Cubs are the best, you think the Cubs are the best? Okay, the Cubs are okay. The Pirates are the Pirates, right? Just because the Cardinals were bad last year, people think the Cardinals are going to be good this year. No, it doesn't work that way. The Brewers lost a lot of players. They lost a lot of guys. They lost a guy who was running the organization. Yeah, this is there for the Reds being young. They can take over. You get to a playoffs, they get hot. Look, they can make a trade for a pitcher if they need to. Whenever you need to at the end of the season, there's guys out there. Watch out. Give me the Reds, dark horse going to the World Series.
I dig that. Looking at the Reds at anywhere from 40-55-1 at the current. Now to circle it back just to close the loop, Red Sox over under a wins is 77.5. Reds sitting at a nice 82.5. So when we're talking about trying to find and catch lightning in a bottle, I was staying in division looking at the Brewers, right? Same 77.5 over under total. A lot of young talent and the presumptive rookie of the year in Churio, a guy who's had a fantastic spring. So folks taking a look-see there. Again, the question being starting pitching. You're talking about the Cubs and the Cardinals, very similar odds in that 28-35-1 kind of range for the World Series. If you want to get cute and go away from some of the chalk in the West, right, the Dodgers with their 103 win total, and what are they, plus 350 on most boards, or even the Diamondbacks who are down in the 30-40-1 range. You can look at the Padres at 50-1. I mean, they're interesting. Obviously, you lose Soto as he goes to New York, but you know we're looking for price shots, and this is where you know we took the chalk off the board, Smith. So now we're just trying to create chaos across Major League Baseball before it even starts.
So there's our futures picks, our Dark Horse World Series picks, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. We'll have more baseball on the way, but coming up next, a story that both Mike and Justin have accused me of dodging for the last 3 hours.
Dodge, duck, dive.
We'll get to that coming up next. We're not going to dodge it. We're going to do it. It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now I want to go watch Ragnarok.
Did you just say Fraggle
finally
Rock?
Got love?
Did you say Fraggle Rock?
I said Ragnarok.
I don't remember this
Fraggle
episode.
Rock Fraggle, Fraggle Rock. Rock.
Fraggle Rock.
Fraggle Rock was the best.
That's what Doug would say. Doug's dead. See you later, new Doug. Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, so you and Frostburg have accused me of dodging this story for the last 3.5 hours.
Yeah. Okay,
not going to dodge
Dodger.
It. Not going to dodge it. We'll talk about the Dodgers. Not going to dodge it. But this, you want to know why I can't get excited about the Jets season? Well, this was from the Around the NFL podcast earlier today, which is NFL Network. Colleen Wolfe, who's a reporter for the NFL Network, talked about how at the owners' meetings, there was some awkwardness between Jets head coach Robert Saleh and Jets owner Woody Johnson. Here's Colleen Wolfe explaining her story.
From a very reliable source, at the owners' meetings, there was a very heated conversation between Woody and Robert Saleh, to the point where it was a little awkward.
Spicy.
What were they arguing about?
Where was this? Tell us more.
At the owners' meetings. At
the party?
At the party. Last night.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised this happened in public.
Developing news here. Did we just make news?
I'm just saying that. Who knows? Could have been about anything. Maybe they were disagreeing on how they like their steak cooked. Doubt that, though.
Probably not anything.
Very interesting.
So,
So an argument between the head coach and the owner.
Wouldn't say argument, just a heated
passionate
discussion.
Exchange.
Uh-huh.
So it's not a big deal, but yeah. It is. Either he's alive or he's dead or the cops got him or they don't.
Or the Jets. I got a lot of thoughts on this. Yeah, no, that's true.
So last night, Robert Saleh and Woody Johnson, a heated conversation. Who knows? It could have been about anything. But Colleen Wolf kind of intimates, I doubt it, though. Oh, great, great. This is why I can't get excited about the Jets season. But maybe if this means that Robert Saleh's not going to be the head coach, okay then. Because I told you he's not up to the job, and I'm not excited about him coaching the team. So, okay, if that happens, maybe then I can get excited. I don't know.
Hastens the arrival at the exit ramp. First things first. Remember years ago on this show, I suggested that we had a live jazz band playing in the background with a stand-up bass? I'm glad to see someone over there that produces the NFL podcast was listening. But I've been championing that for years. So you got that going on. So we got that. The other is, yes, it is part of the larger NFL media. You're not going with this unless you're feeling pretty sure about it.
Yeah, because this is something
you know what I mean?
Where...
Like, that's not just some jackass yokel in his basement who says he's fan of, you know, gangrene. This is an NFL-produced podcast.
Yeah, and I know that it's a loose atmosphere and they're playing the jazz music and having fun, but Colleen Wolf is like, is it worth it for me to say this if it's not a thing?
That's right.
Because you know that you're going to worry about upsetting the Jets and limiting access to the Jets this year. Maybe the Jets say, forget it, we're not going to talk to you or somebody else, and you're going to want to talk to the Jets because Aaron Rodgers is playing this year, in theory, as long as he's healthy. He's not going to be vice president. So, you know, you're going to need that access to Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be story number one in the NFL this season every single week. So, yeah, I mean, you're going with this knowing full well that if it's not a thing, like, is it worth it? Like, is it worth potentially not getting access to the Jets and Aaron Rodgers for this story? And the fact they still went on and talked about it? Oh, man. I'll tell you.
Right? I mean, you can't dismiss it based on that fact alone. Even if you don't like it, and as she joked, hey, it was about how they like their steak cooked. Ha, 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 ha. I was like, no, 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 it's a terrible joke.
No, she shut that down, Mike.
How
many people must have saw that and haven't said anything yet? Oh, man, Solon, Woody, you're getting into it, man. I don't want to be there. No, let's go eavesdrop. No, stay away.
Yeah, but that's it. It's like, all right, if we report on this, it really becomes a thing. And now we've got one of the teams, one of the entities, you know, that owns all of this, potentially having issues with this. Yeah. I think that was a pretty bold move, Cotton. Bold strategy.
I bet, Jason, it was on the Zach Wilson, the contract that they're going to offer him on how many years they should
give. You want to do what?
I said we're going to keep him. We can't keep him. I said we're going to keep him. You might have to keep him. I can't keep him.
3 years.
I can't keep him. I can't have him keep coming into my office. I can't keep him. You're going to keep him if I can't trade him. I can't keep him. You want to fight? I'll fight you. See, that's the guy. I would not want to fight Robert Saleh. That's one thing. I would not want to get into that with him.
Unless and then Woody Johnson opened his sport coat to reveal his Zach Wilson jersey.
Unless Robert Saleh's brushing his teeth, I can get the drop on him. But I would not want to fight Robert Saleh.
Yeah, that'd but you know, fun. I mean, that could be a weapon, right? I mean, we've seen how many. You watch Bosch. How many times does the toothbrush become a weapon?
Oh, yeah, Bosch? Yeah. They turn lots of things into weapons in Bosch, man. You're right. No, you're 100% about
I've
that.
I've heard Woody Johnson's jab is dangerous.
Yeah. He may not have long reach, but if he gets inside of you, forget about
he
it.
Hits you with
tear
a,
you up.
He hits you with a fistful of money, and it really hurts.
Wow, that went right over your guys' head.
it did. It did. I was thinking about what I was going to say. Sorry.
You really thought, like, a jab isn't a punch? Woody Johnson has a jab?
I thought you were just saying, okay, you heard about a jab. I get it now. But again, I was thinking about what I was going to say. I get the Woody Johnson jab. You only get one jab, Woody Johnson. You don't get two jabs. It's just the one with Johnson, right? The one jab. I get it.
You still don't get it.
No, I get it. You're talking about the jab and the COVID vaccine. And the Johnson & Johnson was only one shot. That's why I say you get one shot with the jab. You get one.
Maybe they were arguing over snaps Rogers is going to take.
It was better when I just went past yours and thought about what I was going to say.
Dude, you're thinking Big Mac.
I'm thinking Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac, Big Mac.
I'll have a Big Mac with a side of donut.
This is just... I feel like I'm just waiting for the Jets to get a new head coach. It's hard to get excited because who knows how Rodgers is going to be. And I'm waiting for a new head coach. And the last quote that we got from Woody Johnson about Robert Saleh doesn't fill me with any bits of confidence, because Woody Johnson was asked by Jeff Darlington, also, NFL, hey, what's Robert Saleh concentrating on this year? He says, offense, offense, offense. He's got Ulbrich on the defense. Special teams is good. Offense, offense, offense. I'm like, the guy knows nothing about offense. Why do you want him wrong? I want him as far from the offense as possible. The guy doesn't know what he's doing. He's a glorified defensive coordinator. We were terrible. He didn't jump in with any suggestions last year, like, hey, maybe we do something a little bit different this week. Maybe we try to actually win a game. Maybe we actually let Zach Wilson throw the football. I want him nowhere near the offense, and he wants him more near. He wants a defensive coordinator who, like I said, he's a glorified DC. He's got the greatest game plan for defense. We're going to get like 17 defensive linemen. I know the shutdown corners I want. I know this, but offense, it's just a mess. We're going to throw a bunch of guys out there, see what works. We're going to let Aaron Rodgers pick the guys for his team. That didn't work. Nothing worked. The offensive line hasn't worked. Oh, but the guy that knows nothing about it, let's have him close to offense. Again, this is why it's hard for me to get excited about the Jets.
And then Woody Johnson said, I got this clip from one of my favorite movies. Ready? There'll be no escape for the Rebel Alliance this time. But what does that mean? And then you hear the music start, it swells, and the guy in the hoodie shows up.
Yeah.
See you, Saleh.
I thought you were going to say, like, Veers gets choked. Oh, there goes Chuck.
Oh, well, you could have done that, too.
Apology accepted, Captain Nita. Yeah, sure.
See, we celebrated his life and times just recently. See, it all full circle.
That's why I can't get excited. Now, they're arguing at the owners' meetings where people can see. I mean, really, this is like, hey, man, did you go to the dance last night? Oh, no, I fell asleep. Oh, dude, the dance was crazy, man. Like, Brenda and Eddie got in this huge fight, and they think they broke up, and they were yelling at each other, and everybody saw it, man. It was great. That's kind of what I feel like this is. Over near the punch bowl, there's Woody and Saleh. They're having a heated discussion about something that's not
maybe
their
Jason,
steak.
They were fighting over Mike Williams' bagel.
No, this is Robert Saleh saying, so you signed me a wide receiver that already we know is not going to be healthy for the start of training camp. Yeah, you did that. Yeah, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I got Mike Williams. Yeah, yeah, not going to be healthy. Right, yeah, I got that guy. There, okay, great, great.
Your problem now.
That's the Jets, man. That's the Jets.
Now, that's a great response.
That's the Jets.
Hey, Frostburg basically went Vegas blackjack dealer on you. Hey, is your problem now?
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. So, as we now are on the eve of Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament, opening day of Major League Baseball, we are still a week in, and we're getting the selection committee got it wrong. Oh, they got it wrong. The Big East, especially Danny Hurley, has been thumping his chest the last few days. More teams needed to get in. I don't know how. St. John's didn't get in. We only had three teams in. Mountain West had six teams that got in. No, they shouldn't have had six teams in. But we're a week into the tournament, and still it is the, hey, the selection committee got it wrong. You know what? I want the selection committee to stand up and say, you know what, guys? Suck it. We got it right. We got it right. Wait, what do you mean we got it right? Hey, everybody's going to argue about the last couple spots for the NCAA tournament, right? No matter who you take, there's always going to be, oh, this team got snubbed, and one conference is going to underperform, one conference is going to overperform. It just happens in the NCAA tournament that way. You can't control it because it's a game. I don't have the script. Arian Foster's got it. If he told me who won, we'd all be happier. So you're always going to get teams that underperform, and nobody knows. They just say, oh, to have our teams not get in, that's ridiculous. What the NCAA committee should say is, we got it right, because what do we want to do? We want to put the best teams in. Hey, we're into week two. All the one seeds, all the two seeds, they're all playing. The top eight seeds are all in the tournament. We got it right. We got four number ones. We got four number twos. We got 12 of the top 16 seeds overall still alive in the tournament. that means we got it right. Because what this is about is getting the best teams, and the best teams play for the national championship. And we are on pace with that. We got 12 of the top 16 teams in the country that are still alive, including all the ones and all the twos. When we're not doing our job is if suddenly you see the ones losing and the lots of twos and the threes are losing. Well, we thought they were good. This is a big epidemic. Maybe these teams are a little bit better. But you're saying you want the best teams to get there. You had the team seeded, right? You had the team seeded at the top, right? Yes, you're going to get a couple lose. Thank you, Kentucky. But that's just how it goes. That's why they play the games, right? Like Berman would say, that's why they play the games. But I want the committee to say, suck it. You think we got it wrong? We got it right. Because we're talking about getting the best team out there, and everybody's worried about upsets and all these crazy things. Hey, we got the best 8 teams, and 12 out of the best 16 teams are still alive going into the second week of the tournament. Yeah, we got it right.
Yeah, I think when you get down to it, right, it's the, all right, you can complain all you want. Give us a suggestion. Do we wait, you know, October games less, no matter who you play? We're just putting a lower coefficient on those in our algorithm because all these transfers and reconstitutions of teams, the portal and all of this that go on, is that what you're supposed to do? Like, you tell me exactly what is your situation that you want this for, as opposed to just lobbying for the other teams in your conference because you get payouts as a conference for each team that's in. Thank you very much, says the now defunct Pac-12, who has had a tremendous run on both the men and women's side, adding millions and millions of dollars to the coffers of the remaining squad. But when we look at it from a television standpoint, yeah, upsets are great for that first weekend. Here's all the shots of drunken people in Vegas. Guess what? After that, you want good basketball. Especially as it gets into, you know, I can't flip to 8 other games. I'd flip to True TV and it's an impractical Joker's marathon or whatever else they've decided to show in that window. It's like, damn it, I don't have a fourth game to go to. So I'm out. I'll go find something else to do. And so you want competition. You want games that are coming down the stretch. What do we always see? The breakdowns. Like, yeah, the game started out fine, but then it was close late, right? That Oakland-Kentucky game is the hallmark of things where, at least for the first weekend, where things go through the roof. But the rest of the tournament thus far is rated really highly, and certainly for the final rounds, that's the case. Do we have the best teams playing at this time where it's going coming down to the wire, we've still got a close game, and so you can pick up via social media folks that might not have been watching live, but now they're getting the alerts, hey, we're inside 6 minutes, and so you get that last rush of people jumping on board to watch the end. That's it. You know, tell the coaches, tell the administrators, you want to go to Washington and lobby on behalf of something, have at it. Here, either bring us a solution to how this makes it better, but don't just try to stand for your team or teams that you felt should have been better, right? For Danny Hurley, it's all about let's blow people out. That's fine. But then you're talking about how great the conference is, and maybe that's the case. But again, you got to back it up with some stuff. Wow, we were playing really good basketball as we got to March. Okay, the first 6 weeks have to count. It's not all exhibitions. Right. And that's where I think a lot of this gets lost, Jason, is, you know, where they're trying to say, well, you just forget about that. Look at the way they're playing now. They should get in their legacy, their name, whatever. It's like, no, it doesn't matter.
And look, it's not that it's perfect. I know it's not perfect.
No, of course not.
But the way you make it better, say, okay, could we add 4 more teams? Yeah, we could, especially now that more mid-majors are getting in, winning games. You want to reward teams that play the big Power 5 schedules. Yeah. You could put 4 more teams in, and you know what? It's still, you still keep the specialness of the tournament. If you have teams playing for the 10 spot, just have teams playing for the 10, 11, and 12 seeds. Have everybody playing for those seeds. That's all you need. You can add 4 teams in. It's a better opening 2 days of the tournament on True TV, in the play-in games. Everybody wins. More people watch, a few more teams get in, and you still keep the specialists of the NCAA tournament. So that's how you do it. Like, you're still going to have people arguing, but now, is it time to add a couple of teams because of letting more mid-majors in and giving them more of a chance? Yeah, you can't add the mid-majors at the expense of the Power 5 teams. So, yeah, you can still do that, but that's the change of the tournament. This is not all, hey, these teams, these conferences, that's just how the games wind up. Yep. Committee should just say, we got it right. Suck it. I want to see that. I want to see them say that tomorrow. We'll see them right on the broadcast. Oh, we have a very special message. Suck it. We got it right. Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Coming up next, we will get into the controversy surrounding the final play of an NBA game tonight and a end of game rant for the ages. That's next right here. Jason and Mike.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. And now it's time to get into the biggest controversy at the end of a game tonight. No, not Draymond getting thrown out of the Warriors game. We'll get to that. But the Clippers beat the Sixers tonight, 108-107.
Yeah.
And there was a big Donnybrook, big scene following the game because of the way the final play was called or not called. Couple of big N1s for Kawhi Leonard in the last minute. Gave the Clippers the lead. Kelly Oubre with a chance to win the game. And this is how it turned out for the Sixers.
At half court with two, right wing Oubre. He drives. He didn't get off in time. That's going to do it. The Clippers survive in Philadelphia. 108-107.
Clippers Radio Network on the call. Wait a minute. There's no call. How is there no call? Everybody is upset on the floor. Nick Nurse is upset. Everybody's running at the officials. Well, before we get to the real fun part, hey, the crew chief said, hey, you know, upon further review, after we had a chance to see it, yeah, there should have been a foul called there on that final play. And Kelly Oubre, we know you were upset. You didn't get, you, there should have been a foul call for you. Yeah.
Sorry, Kevin Scott.
Quote, in real time, the crew interpreted that play as the defender jumping vertically. However, in post-game video review, we observed some slight drift to the left by the defender, Paul George, and a foul should have been ruled. Now, the final minute of this game was insane. Mm-hmm. And clearly this is a big deal. This is, you know, Harden. The Clippers needed this win. They've been up and down. We talked to Rick Bucher about that earlier. But the big fun part came after the game was over, and you can see this, and if you want to find it, you can find it on social media. Nick Nurse is really mad. He goes out to yell at the officials, and Kelly Oubre, who is so mad, he comes over, and you know, we play that drop on the show all the time from Burger Time, the guy saying, blank you, you're cool, I'm out, Good Burger. Burger Time's a game.
Good Burger?
Blank you.
Wait, say that again.
Yeah.
You,
this one.
Yeah. You're cool.
You want to say Good Burger?
I did say good burger. Good burger.
Well, he said burger time.
I said burger time.
You wouldn't know a good burger if it hit you in the face.
I'm going to McDonald's on the way home, man.
I said good burger.
Enough.
This point stands.
So we play that all the time. However, Kelly Oubre may have usurped that a little bit.
Yeah.
Because he's yelling at the refs, and if I can lip read, right, it's you're a blank, you're a blank, and you're a blank to the officials. Your dad's a blank. Your grandfather's a blank. Got it? And Tyrese Maxey is laughing, trying to hold him back from the officials. But he yells, you're a blank. You're a blank. You're a blank. Your dad's a blank. Your grandfather's a blank. Got it?
Yeah, the grin on Maxey's face as he goes grab and pull his jersey is just hilarious. He's looking around like, oh, my God.
Hey, dude, come on.
And
come
Nick
on
Nurse
back, man.
Got his money. Whatever his fine's going to be, he got his money's worth, too.
How about you think Draymond Green is going, man, I didn't do any of that. And he's allowed to say that. I get thrown out of the game. Come on, man. Why you make an example out of me getting thrown me out of the game tonight?
Well, that's just it. He'll hold that up as a better example. Although the final buzzer had rung here, and he had the call right.
Yeah.
Although he was 6 of 17 from the field,
yeah,
which usually means you ain't getting a call.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. That's true. But just how matter-of-factly Oubre says, you're a blank, you're a blank, you're a blank, your dad's a blank, your grandpa's
wrong.
Because
he's probably not mad, right? It's not like he's screaming I mean, he's got the arm pointing at you and you and you. But yeah, that's some next level stuff right there.
You,
I love how
you,
the
you're cool.
How the story is described. Oubre also jumped into the mix, pointing at each of the three officials before being pulled away. Like you would think, oh yeah, Oubre get it. No. He got his whatever it is. He got his money's worth right there. 100%.
Oh, good for him though.
All right, you're blank, you're blank, you're blank, your dad's blank, your grandfather's blank.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Since the officials admit they got it wrong, does that mitigate the fine, or is he still screwed?
Oh, no. You still get the fine.
Yeah, but how big's the size of the pink envelope?
Oh, he's getting the needle.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like he's not going to be able to play for like 3 years. Yeah, no, he's completely.
I mean, I like that Nick Nurse leaned in to make sure. Come here.
Yeah,
let me tell you something.
No, I don't know that he gets fined. If they don't do it right there, I mean, are they going to go back and look at the video and say, oh, lip reading, we see what you're saying here. Okay, oh, we're going to fine you.
Well, the game's already over. I mean, so you can't eject him. Now it just goes to the league office of review and to decide, you know, on their fine chart, where does it fall?
What the hell can we do? We can't eject him. Yeah, but look, we're being made fun of. Everybody's just laughing at us.
And the officials are just looking at him like, what? But upon further review, hey, they get a nice apology letter that'll show up.
You know what his punishment's going to be?
What's that?
They're going to make him watch Good Burger.
Hey, speaking of apologies, hey,
yeah.
I got to say this. This is very important. This is very, 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 very important. Hey, everybody who said Draymond Green was going to change and stuff like getting thrown out like what happened tonight in the first 4 minutes was not going to happen anymore. We owe an apology to all of those people. You were right. Draymond, he knew. New leaf. He was not going to get thrown out. I apologize. You're right. He changed. He is a completely different guy. He's not going to fall victim to this anymore. I want to apologize to all those people that said, yeah, no, Draymond Green's got it now, man. It's not going to happen again. He's not going to get thrown out.
Because if I could change, and you could change. Nah. Yeah.
Seen a lot of changing. We got opening day. We got the Sweet 16. We got a huge power pack show tomorrow night, and my buddy Ben Maller is coming up next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.